Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What is going on in Colorado? They're going to retire two people. What, is that the damn players they've ever had in Colorado? You're going to retire Sanders' number and Travis Hunter? I can see Travis Hunter, but Sanders, come on, enough. Enough of this crap. You know, and he's not going in the first round. Travis Hunter is. Sanders is not.
I heard that they're changing their name from the Colorado Buffaloes to the Colorado Egomaniacs.
I mean, I just can't believe that these stupid idiots, they think who they are. Now they get this money. See, that college made a big mistake paying these guys.
Yeah, I think the writing was on the wall that NIL was going to eventually lead to a lot of the same things that we see happening in professional sports when it comes to money. Guys holding out, guys complaining they're not getting paid enough. So many things could potentially go wrong with this.
Well, the big thing that goes wrong, Jeff, is you give a kid out of a ghetto this much money, he don't know how to handle it.
Any kid.
And they show that.
Any kid out of anywhere is not, it's not good to be given a ton of money at any point when you have not earned it. I know that you say, well, no, this guy's been playing football his whole life. I'm sorry, but I did a lot of things my whole life, and I still had to work at a job for a while to go level up to make it to where I am now. And every level that I surpassed, I'd learned a little bit about how to manage my money, it's just something that comes with age. You should not give kids millions of dollars that they have access to. It's sort of like, let's say Macaulay Culkin. They put the money in a trust, which is easily done. And when that kid is old enough to manage the money, they give them the money. It would work out better for the player. It would work out better for the schools. It's crazy. We're going to talk about that more, though. We're going to talk NFL, PGA, Major League Baseball, WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week. But right now, we got to hit some commercials. So we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, Jeff, Fred, how long can Pittsburgh Steelers hold on for Aaron Rodgers to show up?
I don't know how long they can afford to hold on to wait for him to show up. I have a theory on him, but if you can't wait to look good, go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go to odark30.com.
Yeah, except for Pat McAfee, it's been crickets with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so...
And Pat's not the... You know, come on, Pat. Get off your ass and cough it up.
I believe that there is still some conversation going on between Aaron Rodgers and the Minnesota Vikings. I think it would be a wise decision for a team that was on the cusp already to, instead of handing the reins over to J.J. McCarthy, now coming off an injury, to bring in Aaron Rodgers, who was a guy that sat behind Brett Favre and waited for his turn. That Green Bay Packers system, it's so good, I can't believe that it hasn't become league-wide. You draft a kid when you already have a star that's aging. You basically map it out to 3 to 4 years, and you let that kid sit on the bench and learn, and then you bring him in, and bam, Hall of Famer. Bam, Hall of Famer, it seems, in Green Bay. And for some reason, they're not doing it all over the place, but this is a perfect opportunity for the Minnesota Vikings to bring in Aaron Rodgers, who I know can be a little bit of a circus. I don't think it's as big of a circus as people make it out to be, but they bring him in, the kid sits, heals a little bit more, and learns from a legend, and has the opportunity to come in with a lot more upstairs that he can learn, and also put on some weight, be more of a man, and jump into that position and do much better for Minnesota long term.
Yeah, well, you know what just opened up with Derek Carr and with New Orleans getting hurt with his shoulder. Well, it not only opens up the door for Jackson Dart to get drafted to New Orleans, which would be a great pick for them. But there's another avenue for Aaron Rodgers right there, the Saints.
I think it's a completely different opportunity. I don't think it's one that Aaron Rodgers is going to like. I think he's really, really sticking to... I think the reason why he has not signed with Pittsburgh yet is because the job that he wants is Minnesota. He wants to go to the team.
He's following his hero, Brett Favre.
Well, also, that team is a quarterback away.
They're ready.
He could literally win a ring next year in Minnesota. It's really the only team that doesn't already have a star quarterback that's available. I mean, it's a marriage made
in
heaven.
Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers goes in and quarterbacks the Vikings and goes and wins the Super Bowl? He'd be a legend in Minnesota like none other. He would. I mean, Fran Tarkenton lost 4 or 5 Super Bowls. I mean, you know, he couldn't get there. They can't win a Super Bowl, Minnesota. But if he went in, oh, he'd be a legend.
Yeah.
It'd be unbelievable. He thinks he's a legend in Green Bay. He would be a huge legend in Minnesota as well.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest with you at this point, I've had enough of the Aaron Rodgers talk. I wish he would either do something or not. I think he's going to be great on TV once his career's over. I like him. But I've had enough of talking about a 41-year-old quarterback not signing with teams and basically trying to play people off of each other. Obviously, going to Mike Tomlin would be great, but Mike Tomlin needs to draft a quarterback and grow a quarterback. He's been so good for so long there. There's no reason for him to go out and try an Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. It's not necessary. They've made bad mistakes with quarterbacks. It's time to hit the reset button there, draft one of their own, keep him, and do some good things. Travis,
you know who'd be a good quarterback for them?
Who?
Is the kid out of Louisville. Is it Schroff? He's got a shotgun. I mean, he would be the perfect. He's kind of like Big Ben.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like that, but he can throw the ball.
Travis Hunter says that if he's forced to play one way, he's never going to play football again.
Well, that's sad. I mean, you're going to be a broke-ass boy in a hurry. You just killed your own. Hey, the golden goose just committed suicide right there.
It's so funny to me because I get the hype of Deion Sanders becoming a coach. And it's so exciting because he is such a personality. But the reality of it is I think that we're starting to see the problem is that
he's teaching. He's making egomaniacs out of these guys.
So looking back on Deion Sanders, and there was a really good 30 for 30 on the day that he played for the Falcons and then left and played in a playoff game for Atlanta. And there was media all over him, and he was prime time and around. I'm gonna go play baseball. And the fact of the matter is that he was supposed to continue playing for the Braves until they were done and then go play football, and he shirked that responsibility. And I think that we're starting to see that if you send a kid to go play for Deion, they're going to get a great football education, but the rest of the education that they're getting under a Deion Sanders regime may not be exactly what you want moving to the next level, because it turns out he finally has two kids that are coming out in a draft, and they are both the most dramatic draftees by far coming into this draft.
Yeah, and they don't mean anything. I mean, what did they actually do in Colorado? They didn't turn... Shador Sanders didn't turn the roof upside down in Colorado. Please.
No,
if you really look at stats, he didn't ever throw the ball down the field. Most of his passes, 90% of them were 5 to 10 yards, period. And, you know, that just doesn't work in the NFL. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Travis Hunter has the opportunity to become a player that could potentially, down the road, have the kind of resume where we could compare him to Deion Sanders. I don't think Shador Sanders has that, and I don't feel like a lot of those Colorado players who, as long as Deion Sanders is the coach there, I feel like every year we're going to be talking about this, how there's some drama surrounding the guy coming out of Colorado. And so I could be wrong. It's happened once before in the past, so I'm not going to nail it down. But I think the cracks in Deion Sanders being your head coach in a college football scenario are starting to show themselves. And his son is not even going to attend the draft, which I think is a good call on his part.
Well, no, that's a jabroni call right there. You know something? I would be man enough to go, no matter what, and take my licking and keep on ticking, brother. If you're drafted That's an honor.
In my personal opinion, for the sake of the kid, every draft pick past the top three, maybe four picks, they would cut to him sitting there, still not drafted. And if he drops into the second round, that would be the entire night him on the sideline, sitting there waiting to be drafted and getting passed on. We'd have to see his facial expressions. We'd have to see Dion there comforting him. I think it's better off that he's not there. I think he's...
Well, he hasn't been anywhere.
Yeah.
Far as showing up to throw the ball, NFL days or anything. He just comes and goes when he wants. And you can't do... You know, Dion's already created a monster.
Yeah.
This kid's already a monster, and he doesn't even have credibility to be a monster yet. And that's what they got. And he, Deion Sanders, what do you coach, Deion? Ego first and then football second? That seems to be his deal right there.
There should be a moratorium on all Deion talk until Colorado or whatever team he ends up coaching is competing for national championships. Until then, he's a guy coaching a program that the only way was up. There was most coaches could have taken that job, and if they could recruit, done well in Colorado. So until Deion is doing something that I feel like any other decent coach couldn't do, I feel like we should have a moratorium on talking about him, because we're literally talking about two kids out of the University of Colorado
who's never beat anybody.
Yes. And there, but here we are talking about him. So it's the Deion effect. Moratorium on Deion. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Rory McIlroy finally hit the grand slammy, as they call it in golf, the grand slam.
Man, what an emotional roller coaster for Rory McIlroy, who was going for the grand slam. He missed it before, and he goes into the water. On was it two that he went in the water? Anyway, he goes in the water and everybody's thinking, oh no, here it goes. He's going to fall apart. He's going to let this one get away. And he pulls himself back up. He gets into a tie with Justin Rose. They go to play the playoff hole on 18 again. And both of them smack beautiful drives out there into the fairway. And then Justin Rose hits his ball. He lands it up a little bit close on the green and he ends up, you know, 12 feet away from the hole. Rory hits it second, bangs his up above, which is what you want to do on that green, and gets a good roll back and ends up with a no-brainer to win that. Justin Rose misses his first putt, drops his second. So all Rory had to do was make that final putt and he gets up there. Pressure of the world on him. It's been talked about. Is he going to be the Grand Slam guy? Six guys in history that have been able to pull it. Now six. Rory's the six. Five before him. And he makes that putt and the emotion coming off of that kid.
When he completed that Grand Slam, that means he won the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, British Open, and the Masters to complete the Grand Slam. That's pretty strong right there.
Well, you know, I don't know if people are aware of how big of a deal winning the golf Grand Slam is. And granted, you know, in tennis.
You just said there's only six guys in the history of golf to do it.
And it's, you know, six, seven if you count Bobby Jones, although they don't count him. But listen to the names of these guys. Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Gene Sarazen, who is the guy who you probably haven't heard of because he did it in 1935. And now the newest member is Rory McIlroy. Incredible feat. So happy for him. Listening to all of the things about him and the way he grew up in Ireland. His father worked at the golf club. Would take him to go over there and hit balls. He was hitting like 40 yard drives when he was 4 years old. And so his parents sacrificed everything to give this kid an opportunity. Rory would go play golf. His dad worked 10 hour shifts, whatever it took to make sure that this kid could play. His mother worked overnights so she could take care of the kids during the day. And to see this dream come true for this kid who is beloved in golf was really, really exciting. And I'm happy for the guy. I'm happy that he was able to overcome the Masters, gets his green jacket. Now he's a Grand Slam winner. He goes down in history with those other names.
He's a multimillionaire from just the Masters. He won $4.2 million. That's a lot of ching ching right there.
I bet you if you asked Rory McIlroy, who's had an incredible career so far in golf, if he would give the money back to win the Masters every day of the week, he'd say yes.
In a minute.
Yes. The money means nothing to him.
He didn't have the green jacket.
Yeah.
You know, he was missing the Masters. To be a true golfer, you got to win the Masters. And if you don't really win the Masters, you're Johnny come lately kind of guy.
Well, it is an incredibly well-known course. It's an incredibly difficult course. The greens sometimes look like moguls that you should be skiing on as opposed to golfing on. So it's an incredible place to win. And, you know, all of the hoo-ha that surrounds it, the hoopla that surrounds it, also adds to, you know, what happens when you win a Masters. He puts on that green jacket. He's a member of a club that very few people on this earth are, and it was great. You know, there are a lot of times in sports where a guy wins a record or does something incredible, And because of the guy, you don't necessarily move. You see the how incredible it is that this accomplishment was made, but you don't necessarily feel it for yourself. I felt this for myself. I felt joy for this guy winning this. I don't know what it is about Rory McIlroy. He's a likable guy. And Justin Rose, complete and utter gentleman in defeat. You know, he's gotten second at the Masters, I think, three times now, and you know, handled it like a true gentleman. He obviously still has a shot to win his own green jacket, and coming off of this one, I bet the guy rooting for him most will be Rory McIlroy. So exciting weekend at Augusta, and
you got a NASCAR race coming up in Talladega.
Buddy,
that's where they have the big wrecks too. I mean, that's that big super speedway. I've shot a couple of times over at Talladega. Ooh, I love to watch racing at Talladega. And you got that Kyle Larson, who I'm not really keen on Kyle Larson, but the son of a gun won Bristol.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. That guy can win Bristol all the time. He won the truck race, I think, and he came second in the Infinity, and he won the Cup race. But you know, he's a favorite to go into Talladega, but nah, you better watch that Billy the Kid, William Byron on that super speedway.
Billy Byron, our guy. Kyle Larson's the biggest star in NASCAR right now. He's the guy. So obviously NASCAR's very happy that he's winning races. And Talladega, you know, that's a race that when you win it, you get a lot of... it's funny, Bristol too. So many... NASCAR... So many good races, so many good places to race. Oh. And these two in a row are incredible. Tony Stewart jumped behind the Top Fuel in the NHRA and got his first career victory over the weekend.
Yeah, smoke is back. My friend Tony Stewart, it is. I am so glad to see Tony back in racing, because you're talking about a great racer. That's a great racer. He can anything with wheels, he can drive. He just proved it.
The coolest thing about Tony Stewart, in my opinion, is that he is exactly what NASCAR is all about. He is a, when he's out on that racetrack, he is a sumbitch. And
yeah, he is.
His whole persona was like, I bet you that if this guy had been born in a different generation, he would have been running liquor. He would have been a moonshiner. And,
yeah, and he'd have been the top dog, too. He could drive.
Well, he won at the strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Congrats, Tony, for your first victory in Top Fuel in the NHRA. Exciting stuff. Really cool. Bryce Harper in the MLB had a very public gender reveal over the weekend.
Yeah, and he wasn't the transgender reveal either.
No, this child has one gender.
Yeah, and he's a boy. And
yes.
And when Bryce, he didn't announce it to the world. He just brought out a brand new, never before used, blue bat. And it just told the world, guess what? I just had a little baby boy.
I think the story is actually that Bryce didn't know, and Trey Turner brought him out the blue bat and surprised Bryce with the bat to let Bryce know that it was a boy. But I could be wrong. This is fourth child.
It won't be the first time, Jeff.
It's happened once before. I'm a Nationals fan, so Bryce Harper, you know, tore my heart out when he decided to leave and go to the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm not going to lie to you, Bryce. I root against you hard every playoffs because I do not want you to win a World Series in your career now, because you bailed on us. The guy that came up and replaced you was the star of the team. Washington won the World Series. I don't want to talk about anything that's happened since then, but I do not root for you as a baseball player. But I'll tell you what, man, when he was with the Nationals, we used to go to the spring training games out in Vieira. And when my daughter and my nephew were very young and Bryce Harper was a rookie, we went to spring training and they got bored by the third inning. Of course, you know, you'd take a couple of 4-year olds to a baseball game. By the fourth inning, they don't want to sit there and watch it anymore. So they want to go over and they're running around by the dugouts and they're doing their thing. And all of a sudden they see a guy walking around the back fence and a bunch of people go running over there to get autographs. And they want to do that. And I said, no, I'm not an autograph guy. We're not going to go get autographs. So, you know, a couple innings go by and Bryce leaves and goes to the showers. And then all of a sudden I'm looking out there and I see Bryce coming out around the back fence. If you ever went to Vieira, the clubhouse was out in outfield and they would walk along towards right field to leave. And we saw him leaving over there and I was like, all right, kids, how about we go get autographs? So we go and there is a scrum there of about probably 100 people wanting this kid's autograph. He gets done signing autographs and we haven't gotten autographs yet. My brother is way more shy than me. So I'm, you know, four rows back in the people. My brother's in the very back with my nephew on his shoulders. And I'm sitting there with my daughter on my shoulders. And Bryce Harper looks through the crowd and he says, give me that little girl's hat, my daughter. So I pass it up. They throw it over. He signs it. He gives it back. And then he does another scan. And I kid you not, says, give me that kid's glove way in the back. So they pass my nephew's glove all the way over. They throw it over the fence. He signs it, gives it back over, goes back to my nephew. And from that point forward, Bryce Harper as a man had me as a fan going forward. I didn't think he was that kind of guy, but I was proven wrong on that day.
Yeah. And to, you know, here he goes out of his way. Typical damn fan that turns on your ass. Here he is. He signs your hat. He signs your the glove. And then he goes to the Phillies to better his family where he can feed his family. And you ask, you talk about,
you he know, took less.
He's still talking about you. It's pretty good stuff, but boy, you're not loyal or worth hell, man.
He took less money to go to the Phillies. Bryce,
and he tried to make, he made you look like a great guy.
He left like a bitch. He left like a bitch. He took less money to go to the Phillies. We offered him 10 million, 10 years, 100 million. He took 13.
Yeah, but he won a World
Series. 300 million. I'm sorry. He didn't. Never won a World Series. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The Tennessee Volunteers, Jeffrey, told that QB of theirs, get your ass off of Smoky Mountains, period. We don't want you in town. We don't want you playing for us. You know, you try to hold us. You know, he tried to, his dad and him tried to hold the Tennessee Volunteers up before they played Ohio State for more money. He wanted $2 million more. Hell, he can't win a big game, period. I wouldn't give him 2 cents. Get your ass on out of Rocky Top right now, Jackson.
No more Rocky Top. Rocky Top's not for Nico. No more Rocky Top.
Hey, he's sad. You see how them damn Buckeyes tore his ass up? He was ashamed. Tennessee made me ashamed of the Volunteers being in the SEC the way he played. He's a loser.
We talked about this a little bit earlier, but man, I'm telling you, this NIL, this is a perfect example too, because I remember when the Ball family was coming up in basketball, and granted, those kids have turned out to be pretty good ball players, but their dad was exactly like this kid's dad. In there negotiating money, doing all of these things. It's all about me, the dad. Do we really know that much about Serena and Venus's Williams' dad? Can you even remember his name?
No, who gives a damn?
I know, because that guy, granted, was the reason why these two girls became fantastic tennis players, made all of the sacrifices. I've seen the movie, but he let them have their careers and wasn't the guy in the background making things worse for them as they were playing tennis. So,
well, that's how come he made a lot of money by keeping his mouth shut.
I don't think he kept his mouth shut.
But you know what I'm talking about at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, he stuck up for his daughters, but he let them play.
Yeah.
And they made money, man. Those Williams girls were great. They always won tournaments and big time money, man.
It is not a father's role to go in there and make things worse for your kid.
That's how come you got a damn agent.
I know.
Because he's the bad guy all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I feel like a damn agent, and I'm not an agent.
But it always seems like
I'm the bad guy 24/7.
It always seems like these parents, though, man, they have a kid that's got talent, and they throw everything into this kid. I'm sure this guy made a lot of sacrifices, you know, taking this kid to practice, getting him to the weight room, staying on him to not get into any trouble. So I'm sure this guy did a lot of work. But at the end of the day, what this kid is going to be remembered for, unless he becomes a Hall of Fame quarterback, is that he's the kid whose dad asked for $2 million and tried to hold up Tennessee going into a big game for money. $2 million, by the way, for a kid that's NIL isn't that much money. I mean, unless this kid is a flop.
That's two more million than they already paying him.
Yeah, it's just a ridiculous story.
And he's not worth it.
Yeah.
The guy, if he's Arch Manning, yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't even near Arch Manning.
Speaking of Arch Manning, I read an article earlier in the week about how Arch Manning is set up to be the villain of NIL coming into this season, because he's going to get so much press now that he's going to be the starting quarterback at Texas, and all the money is going to be discussed, and he's going to be held up to such standards that if he doesn't live up to them, there's going to be problems for the Arch Man.
Oh, I don't think there will be. I mean, that sounds good, and it writes good and looks good on paper.
It does. Jock sniffing for sure.
You know, Arch Manning, let me tell you something. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
He'll show up, and Texas better love him for 1 year, because he's going to be one and done. He's going to play this year, and they're going to win the national championship, and then his ass is gone to the NFL.
Yeah, it's so nuts, man. Another Manning. This is three generations of Mannings. Wherever they're drinking water, we need to go there and drink some.
New Orleans.
the Saints, speaking of New Orleans, the Saints, Derek Carr injured, now has a shoulder injury. He's not living up to his $150 million deal over 4 years. You like Jackson Dart to go to the Saints. I don't think that's bad idea.
Perfect, but it's perfect because Jackson Dart, he can throw that ball down the field. He's a pro passing guru. He learned from Lane Kiffin. And let me tell you something. The Saints need a guy like him that they can really – he's a young guy. He'll stay healthy. He's ready. This guy is ready to step in now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I will get Jackson Dart. Plus, all the Louisiana people love him, you know, and they are used to seeing Jackson Dart because of Ole Miss.
The reality of it is that you never know what you're getting when you draft a quarterback. Obviously, the New Orleans Saints are rebuilding now off of a guy in Drew Brees that they literally were gifted by the San Diego Chargers because the San Diego Chargers took a guy high in the draft and they moved on. They had to move on from one of them. They moved on from Drew Brees, and Drew Brees has infinity times as many more championships.
Yeah, and they kept Rivers. Then
Philip Rivers does. Philip Rivers never gets over the hump in San Diego. I mean, he had a great career. Never won a Super Bowl, though. And the Saints won multiple with Drew Brees. And so they won in that deal. So this could be incredible for them. Who knows? Maybe there's a kid sitting on a bench like Kenny Pickett, who's the next guy that goes into the New Orleans Saints and turns things around for them. You never know, taking a quarterback in the draft. Even the no-brainers turn out sometimes to be a no-brainer, a bad pick in the draft.
Yeah, their brain exploded.
A literal no-brainer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I like the idea of Jackson Dart to the New Orleans Saints. They're a team that it's unfortunate that they, you know, they had it all put together and the one thing that they needed was a quarterback, and they bring in a guy in Derek Carr who could have been the answer, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So it's time to maybe rebuild
in
New Orleans.
Jackson Dart, Jeff, he just looks like a pro. He looks like a star, acts like a star, throws like a star. He's a total package when you look at him. He's a marketing person's dream. And to be a front man for New Orleans Saints, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect kind of guy. And yeah, he's damn good, too.
Well, they'll be wearing bags over their heads again soon if they don't get it together. So they got to take somebody. And we talked earlier about the possibility of Aaron Rodgers going to the Saints. I don't think that's a good idea.
I think that they need to stick with Jackson Dart and go from there.
Yeah.
And just move ahead in life.
And you move on.
Just keep going. And okay, you can't play for 1 year. You got to play for multiple championships. And with Aaron Rodgers, he's only there 1 year, maybe two tops.
New Orleans has to do multiple things. They've got to draft somebody to play quarterback this year or next year, depending on how high they draft next year. But if they can get Jackson Dart this year, I think that's a good thing. Then they spend next year's draft on meat up front. But I think it's time for them to also move on the other guys. They're paying a lot of money and tear that thing down and rebuild it through the draft. And then once the draft's done, start bringing in guys to fill the holes. But it's unfortunate that New Orleans, you know, they got hit by the injury bug and a retirement of a Hall of Famer, and they are where they are now. But it's the NFL. You never know. The Kansas City Chiefs were a laughing stock.
Yeah, you talk about retirement. You got WrestleMania 41 coming up.
Oh, geez.
With your boy, not my boy, your boy, John Cena.
I love John Cena.
Against Cody Rhodes.
If you haven't seen John Cena movies or his television show that he did, this guy is fun. I'm a big fan of John Cena. And I mean, I'm not going to put any money on John Cena beating Cody Rhodes, but the tea leaves.
He's going to have The Rock in his corner.
Yeah, the tea leaves are definitely ringing that John Cena is going to win the belt. He's going to surpass Ric Flair and have the most belts of all time. The Rock will be in his corner. The Rock is obviously taking over the WWE. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think frontman wise, that was the thing about Vince back in the day, is that Vince was part of the show.
He was the show.
Yes.
I mean, Vince McMahon was great for wrestling.
Yes.
You know, I don't care what they say about him. He was a great businessman. I mean, he's the guy who got all these billion-dollar contracts, not any of these other guys. How come TKO wanted to buy him? Well, him and Linda McMahon built that empire. I mean, he mortgaged his home to do WrestleMania 1.
The thing about Vince McMahon is this is what we talk about a lot, is that you can be the greatest wrestler on the planet. We were talking about my friend Barry Horowitz recently, and the fact that he was a great wrestler, and he just didn't have that same that charisma. He was always going to be a jobber because he was Mr. Technical. That was his nickname. But he was going to be a jobber because he didn't have that personality. Vince McMahon is the exact opposite. That guy couldn't wrestle his way out of a wet paper bag. No matter how many steroids he took, no matter how huge he got, no matter what his physique looked like, he was never going to be a wrestler. But he had that on-mic persona, on-camera charisma. And he became part of the show. And The Rock has both of those things and could be so good if he takes over as the on-camera guy running the WWE. He's part of all of the drama that goes on, part of the show. This could be a great era for the WWE going forward. Let me hear it.
Charlotte Flair against Tiffany Stratton. That's going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah,
for the world title.
Two beautiful ladies going up against each other. But the beautiful thing about this is that they're not only pretty, those girls can also wrestle.
Yeah, absolutely they can. And, you know, it's like I've mentioned on this show many, many times about Liv Morgan. She better be careful because she just got replaced.
Yeah.
And these right here are main eventers. Charlotte Flair is a main eventer. And so is Tiffany Stratton. Now, Tiffany Stratton, for all you wrestling fans listening, she was trained by the great Greg Gagne. His dad, Vern Gagne, used to own the AWA. And him and Jim Brunzel, Jumping Jim Brunzel, was the high flyers out of the AWA. So, I mean, she's got good lineage.
Yeah.
I mean, she was trained right. Well, you know who Charlotte Flair was trained by. I don't need to tell you.
Do you think he's going to come to this WrestleMania?
Who?
Rick.
Well, he'll be there signing autographs and shit. Yeah.
Well, do you think he'll come out and do something with John Cena when he gets surpassed, especially since
his daughter's main eventing? No, he may come out and slap his ass, but I don't believe he's gonna come shake his hand. I wouldn't. Hey Rick, if you're listening to this podcast, do not show up and kiss that son of a bitch's ass.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're listening to my side of it, Rick, it would be awesome if you were there and you could heal it up.
He's going to be there. He's going to be making all kind of money during the whole week. He'll come out of there with $100,000. He'll be doing fine. He's not going to go congratulate John Cena. Why? Because he don't want John Cena to break his record. You know something? If it was my record, I wouldn't want it broke either. Oh, punk ass John Cena. Oh, you talking about punk asses. Here's the worst punk ass in the whole world. It's the AEW. I mean, good God, Jeffrey, you need to watch this one time. You'll throw up. I mean, not only is it bad, it's so bad. The announcing's so bad. They got the old recycle horse shit, you know, with Jim Ross. And that Tony Schiavone who killed WCW. I mean, it's like bad production. It looked like a bad indie show. And it just has a pitiful look. I just can't watch it anymore. Just sad looking. I mean, it looks like a dumper hit it.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Eddie. Every time I've lived my life thus far and continue to do so, by any time someone goes, ooh, taste this, I say no. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Man, I'm telling you, the greatest show on planet is Mouthing Off All Over the World. And I want to thank our 6.5 million listeners. Man, we're growing by leaps and bounds on Mouthing Off, and thank you guys around the world and in the U.S. for listening to us each and every week. And Jeffrey, what a hell of a show. You know, Tennessee Volunteers, they need to go get them one of those backup quarterbacks from the University of Georgia. They got all five-star guys at the University of Georgia. And there's only one football.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. You got to have the rotation coming in. If you're going to keep sending them off to the draft, the next man up has got to be at the school and ready to rock. I'm headed up to Athens, actually, tomorrow morning. So I'll see if I can't do some recruiting for Tennessee. But listen, Eddie, we didn't even talk the fact that the NHL is wrapping up their season and getting ready to go into their postseason. Right now, as we speak, the NBA playoffs have started. So exciting stuff happening in the world of sports. Yeah. There's going to be so much to talk about going forward, and I look forward to doing it.
Hey, in the NHL, you know who's going to lift that trophy?
I hope I do. I hope I know.
Washington Capitals.
I hope so, man. What a way for Alex Ovechkin to put a rubber stamp on this season as the year of Ovechkin if he's able to hoist the Lord Stanley's Cup and break Wayne Gretzky's
because,
record.
You know, something's going to be a happy man, and everybody's going to be happy seeing the Capitals win the Stanley Cup.
From a Capitals fan perspective, I would like to see him hoist the Lord Stanley's Cup and break Wayne Gretzky's record this year. I'd like to see him pass the 950 mark next year, hoist the Stanley Cup again, sign another year contract to stick around for one more year to break 1,000 and hoist Lord Stanley's Cup again. But that's a lot to ask out of one guy.
Hey, Jeffrey, yeah, just slow down a little bit. Just take one year at a time. Just be thankful you can even make it this year to win. He's pushing it just to win this one. So, look, don't pass the mojo around. Keep it all in one place. then that way you're going to win the Stanley Cup, and don't worry about it.
They look really good. Winnipeg did the good job of taking away the President's Trophy, which is kind of a curse in the NHL, so the Capitals won't have that, and they get started next week in the playoffs. Hey, we got to run, Eddie. Tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.